Hello, friends. It's us, Tiff
and Sarah,
bringing you Conversations in a Jar, where we pull random topics to get the conversation started.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Want to make a drink?
Yeah, we're going to start it off with the zimosas again.
Woohoo!
It's gonna spill.
No, it's not.
You're so good.
I'm professional at
clearly.
Yeah. Don't you worry.
Oh, keep going. It's been one of those. Wouldn't it just open one Zoa so we can split it?
Yeah, we can do
between
that.
Between the two?
Yeah.
Let me know when you want me to crack it.
Go. Okay.
Oh, that's your favorite, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Look how much more of it.
Okay. It's dying down. It's literally the same.
Let me smell it. Oh, that smells so good.
Yeah.
Let's try it by itself. I'm telling you, barefoot is legit. It doesn't break your pocketbook.
No.
I could drink on that all day.
You might get a headache.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going in.
I don't have nails on, so.
God, that's so pretty.
Yeah. Good. Do you need more?
No, I think we're good.
I think that's perfect. We're matchy-matchy. Cheers.
Cheers, my love.
Pink.
To another
Bad
episode.
Luck to not sip after a cheers.
Oh,
do it again.
Okay, fine.
Cheers. That's
on another level.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Wow.
Okay. So good.
I'm so glad we came up with this zimosa.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's fabulous.
No regrets. 10 out of 10, no
and
notes.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You always want your drinks to be pretty, don't you think?
It needs a garnish.
A drink is pretty with garnishes. There's just so much time and thought that went into even curating it. I just think it's special. So I love that too.
Well, they're going to charge you $1.50 more for it. Just for...
Well, that I don't agree with. I'm just over that whole thing. So... Mm-hmm. Podcast time, ladies and gents. We are filming from an office today.
Yeah, work day.
Background's different, but you know, we like to switch it up and we just pivot.
Oh, and that's another thing. We have a lot, most people are listening to us on Apple or Spotify. Yeah. If you want to watch us, go to our YouTube channel.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then you can see all the reactions and
see our beautiful faces.
Crazy things.
Conversations in a Jar. That's our channel.
Okay.
Pull.
Okay.
Pull. What are we discussing today?
Let's see. This is a good one.
Oh, Lord.
Does the tip count?
Okay.
Do you have feelings about this?
I mean, it's like a yes or no to me, and it's a yes to me.
Yeah. I'm like playing devil's advocate here in my brain because there are times where like damn straight the tip counts, but then there's times where you don't want to admit that the tip even went there.
Right.
So if you have an opportunity
to but that's
to deny,
what this whole thing is like when the girls just don't like, or guys.
Yeah.
Guys
want to opt out.
Like, that didn't really count, but you were there. It happened.
Yeah.
It did indeed count.
So the thing about the tip counting is I almost feel like if it's just the tip, then there should be an immediate no after that, right? Someone's like opting out like, because I don't know about you.
You get that far and.
Yeah, that's my point. If you get that far, are you really telling the tip he can't come inside?
He's already inside.
That's what I mean. Like, so you're there. Why not go through with the whole thing? Because there's. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I feel like that's going into a whole other.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the tip, I think the tip does count. But then if you look at the person that you let the tip in and you're like, I can't believe that I even, like Vinny's dad, if I didn't have a kid or proof that we were intimate, I would deny him all day. I would be like, I don't even know that guy. Who are you? Never seen you before.
Have you seen the, there was like a TikTok going around. I saw it this week and it was like, the girl's like, it doesn't count on your roster, right? It doesn't count as a head count if you didn't orgasm. And the girl's like, I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Essentially.
I feel like that's the same thing. Like, it's just semantics, trying to get around it and, like, keeping your head count low. And can we talk about why? Why do you need to keep your head count low? Why is that a thing for women?
You're talking to the wrong girl, because I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, I'm just saying, it is, but you know that it is definitely a conversation, like, society-wise. People are,
yeah, because the women are supposed to preserve themselves for whatever man chooses them. Notice I said man chooses, not if we choose them. They want to know that it hasn't been, you know, it's not a welcome mat that's been walked on so much you can't see the word welcome. Guys need to know that they're like the newest conqueror. It's a masculine thing, and I think women have always had this pressure in society to like,
Keep your virginity is a virtue type thing.
But
yeah.
Now we know, like, you can lose your virginity falling down too hard or hurting yourself or whatever.
You can break your hymen. That's different than losing your virginity. That is definitely different.
I feel like losing your, you know, you lose your virginity. There's no, but see, that's also where does the tip count? I feel like there's girls that venture at a young age and then they're like, no. And then it's like, okay, that didn't count because I stopped it.
So I had friends. I had friends growing up when we were younger, and it was like, no, it was just the tip. It didn't count. And I'm like,
I think the tip doesn't count when you need it to not count. I think anytime the penis goes in, it's in.
Well,
it counts.
I guess, what if the tip is, like, all we're working with? What if it's, you're, like...
Well, then that you don't talk to anybody about, and you just... That's, like, a two belly button situation. That's not a... That's, like, if it's that small, they might as well be a lesbian. That's another question. Like, does this apply to, like, girl on girl? Does the tip count? I mean, I think... Sex is just what you make of it and what you know.
I never thought of that.
But how would this apply to, like, a lesbian couple? Because not every lesbian, I mean, you can have sex many different ways. You can use your fingers, you can use a strap-on, you can go down on each other. I'm not one for scissoring. That's, like, acrobatic Pilates, and it's too much, and I don't know.
A lot of effort.
And your boobs end up everywhere, and then the noises. It's just a lot. Mm. It sounds like a hot air balloon letting out sometimes. I don't know. And it seems like it would be painful to, like, gyrate like that so much, so fast, and so hard. But it's on the surface, and nothing goes in. So I don't think that would be a tip count. So, like, how would this apply to lesbian couples? Does the tip count? What would make sex count for them? And it's totally different. Because women have sex differently than a man and a woman.
Well, okay, I know this is like my brain is spiraling in questions now.
Yeah, okay, go.
Well,
these
it
are
just
conversation
makes me,
starters.
These are starters. Well, okay, so have you, you don't. So I watch The Real Housewives Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And that is a more of a Mormon community. Mm. And I learned watching that, and I don't know if it's just in a Salt Lake area or if this is like in generally just in that culture community. Mm. I don't know. But they had a thing, I'm going to mess it up. I think it was called hot dogging or something like that. I'm not kidding. It's when
you know when
it
you
goes
say that,
in.
I think of a dick going in between two fat ass cheeks.
Okay, kind of like that. It goes in, but there's no movement, and you just lay there. And
that's
they
some fucking weird shit.
Say it doesn't count.
So the dick just lays in between the butt cracks.
Not the butt cracks. Like goes in.
Oh. Wait a minute. You mean like the girl's vagina?
Yeah.
So it doesn't go inside, it just goes in between? Like
maybe
on
that's
the top?
What she was talking soaking. I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Why are we inventing stuff like this? It's counterproductive. What does it do just to let a wiener just sit
so
there?
So clearly to them, the tip does not count if that happens.
But it does it actually go inside of the vagina?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't move around.
It just doesn't move around.
That's called inexperience. It's not a wet hot dog. Okay.
A wet.
Oh my God.
Hot dog. I don't think I said wet, but I know.
We need to give these Mormon ladies a sex education class.
No, I think they're probably way more. I mean,
should
not
we demo
you.
This? Do you know how weird it would be if I laid on top of you and put my wiener in there and just laid there like this? What do you talk about? Taxes? Do you be like, hey, you probably should separate your eyelashes and get that booger out your nose? You don't have any right now, but I'm just saying, like, what do you talk about when you're just putting the wiener in there to marinate like it's at the 7-Eleven hot lamp? What do you do?
I think also she told a story about like when like that was happening and then like friends would go and prank and go like jump on the bed to like make movement happen, but it wasn't you making the movement happen.
Oh my God.
So
this is a whole nother topic.
I'm telling you, you should probably watch. It's such a,
well, here's the thing, and then you told me to watch the Mormon show with the Mormon broads.
Oh, that was a whole other thing.
I thought it was going to be
the Mom Talk.
I thought it was going to be a documentary, and it turned out to be.
It's just like the Housewives shows.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and I thought,
yeah,
stop having unprotected sex so that you can breed children from randoms.
Oh, that one girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they're always like, she's dating them. They're not randoms.
Why would you try to get pregnant from someone you're dating?
I don't think this is the thing. I don't think she's trying to get pregnant. I just don't think contraceptive is a conversation had, probably.
That's frightening.
Well, she's kind of the evidence of what happens when you don't talk about that.
She's definitely a hot dogger.
No, there's movement happening.
But I guess that brings me to another thing. I think naturally when sex happens, I think we're animals and there's a certain instinct that kicks in, you know, and you got to be part of that gyration station. I don't know how a guy can just go into a hot, wet poon and just sit there and read the paper real fast. A, it counts. That counts. That's penetration.
Right.
So, it counts. That tip counts. Because the whole dog is in there just resting up in the bun.
Getting
all greased up with the mustard and ketchup and relish. If it's sitting there, just in there.
Yeah.
How can a guy just sit there like that and not want to move the hips? Hips don't lie. Ask Shakira. How could you not want to get in there and like... Mm-hmm. I want to gyrate for them right now. I'm dry humping my chair just because I need the motion. Like, that's weird. Why are they inventing stuff like this? Can't they, like, go save the world one Mormon at a time rather than hot-dogging each other?
But honestly, it's because of that whole...
No pun intended.
Oh, my God. Stop it. That's not the hole I'm talking about.
Let's go ask these two guys back here if they hot dog.
Good Lord.
It's hot dog Friday.
Stop!
No. So weird.
No. So
Have you talked to Josh about this?
I don't. He's in the room when I watch those shows sometimes, most of the times.
When you guys go to get it done, like when you go to have sex.
Hell no.
I dare you to be like, I just want the hot dog.
No, thank you.
Just let it marinate. Just let it sit in there.
No.
It's weird.
I don't...
Why are these Salt Lake, Mormon, Utah broads allowing the hot dog to live?
I think you nailed it, though. It is more of that inexperience because they're not married. It's all before... Right? It's all... That's why... And then they go and get, like... They checked to make sure that it was okay and they were still a virgin, which I don't think... I mean...
There's no fucking way. If you're going to do that, it's like that's like eating half a Costco sample. If you're going to eat it. Pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you're that curious and you're wanting sex that bad, that is your choice. Just letting the wiener take up occupancy without paying rent is weird.
But
this is why they feel no sexual pleasure, because nothing happens.
Well, but remember, this is like way before any kind of real experience is happening. So they don't even know what they're missing yet.
Well, they know that they need to be gyrating because they have all their broads come in and jump on the bed. That's fucking weird, dude. If you ever come in on me and Greg having sex and you start jumping on the bed, I will be so pissed.
Have you ever been walked in on? Not, I mean, like younger,
no,
like before, like kids
not.
And stuff.
I've been walked on several times growing up, masturbating, and then my parents just made fun of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's because I had the rule. I had to leave the door open, which is
what?
Super dumb. Yeah.
That's weird.
A little narcissistic, but that's a topic for another day. So I just, you know, I was a horny little teenager, but I didn't have sex till later in life, but I had the urge, and so I flicked my bean all the time. Any chance I got, any type of privacy, I did it. Huge relief for me. I loved it. I love masturbating. How would you not like masturbating? It feels fucking amazing when you orgasm. Sign me up. If there was like a, okay, everybody, take your 15-minute lunch, and then you need to go straight into your masturbation time. I only need like 3 minutes tops. Maybe not even that.
Okay.
Got it down to a science all these years.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. You know, this is where sometimes religion collides with actual human nature, and we tend to like really bring in those feelings that we're having as a negative, like we're supposed to fight those. And I didn't want to have sex when I was younger. I wasn't curious to be with somebody. But once I discovered masturbation, which I did really young, I would say I've told you that. I know the exact time I discovered it, and I never stopped from that point on.
Yeah.
I jerked it like a 13-year-old boy to this day. It's healthy, and you should know yourself, and you should know what that feeling feels like, so that when you let someone into your intimate space to see your body and all your whatever you think is flawed. And I mean, it's hard for me, I'll speak for me and not all women, but I feel they can relate, is when your body goes through thousands of changes all the time.
Yeah.
When you let someone see you like that in your most raw form.
Mm-hmm. Vulnerable.
And you are so vulnerable, no matter how strong you are.
Yeah.
Or how confident you are, that's a huge deal. And I'm not saying like every single person you sleep with needs to be like, you know, you need to date them or be with them. It's totally fine to just share that experience and then never speak to them again. One-nighters are fine. I think they're healthy, but
you think they're healthy? Well, that's a whole other.
Yeah, it's another. I think they can be healthy as long as you're going in there not, you know, expecting a mate. And I think that.
Yeah.
But I'm digressing. On that. I just feel that these women, these Mormon women, and it's not just Mormon women, but that is a culture that I've noticed, even with you talking in, based off of my own opinions, where women need to get more in touch with themselves. They need to put a mirror down there and see what it looks like. They need to know who they are and what makes them tick. How can you ever feel pleasure, sexual pleasure, which is amazing, if you don't know how to get there yourself?
Yeah.
And it doesn't start with a hard dick sitting in your vagina like it's at the fucking car wash.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you with most of the things. And I just feel like there's other ways to do it. I don't think that, I mean, if someone wants to wait for marriage, I think that's really not a terrible thing, honestly. You are sharing something. And I understand, like, test driving before you buy the car, right?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, I get that too. I get both sides of it. And because intimacy is so important in a marriage, you do want to make sure that, not that you're compatible, because that grows, right? As your relationship grows and deepens together.
Yeah.
So it only gets better, but you have to be like compatible in like communication and like knowing how to.
Being able to say it.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good. Can you do it this way? That's hard.
Yeah.
I think because you're both so vulnerable, you're trying to respect each other, and you both want each other to do great so you can high five later. Greg and I high five all the time after.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
Sessions. Absolutely.
Josh thought it was weird the first time I high fived. I'm like, I think that we should be high fiving.
Yeah, I think it's a, I think I that's love it. A beautiful thing. I always end our sex with some type of joke. It's like a thing that I have
you?
To do now.
Yeah, joke? Me. No way.
Yeah. And it's always random, and Greg always laughs so hard. It's hilarious. I love that about our sex. But I do, like, I think sex is amazing when you have two people that respect it. Mm-hmm. And I mean boundaries, listening to what each other likes.
Yeah.
Trying new things.
Yeah.
And saying, I don't like that.
Or, yeah.
Being open to pleasing the other person. You know, one thing I never understood is, we will not name people in this podcast in particular, but they'll know who they are, just unfortunately.
In this conversation, because
yeah.
I feel like we name people, but yeah.
Well, we name Greg and Josh, but other people, I have people that I know that won't give blowjobs.
Okay.
I have people, women that won't let their husbands go down on them.
Yeah.
I have people that are like,
husband
gives, wife does not give.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, for me to be compatible with somebody sexually, they need to be like, they need to want to do that. And I like to do that. I like, yeah. There's times where Greg and I didn't even get to penetration because we're just too busy fooling around.
Yeah.
And then we do lots of oral things, and then we don't even get to that point because we're older and we're sweating and need a sandwich. So we don't even get to the fucking part, but I love that. I love that we don't need to always have sex like that.
Yeah.
There's times where I'm just feeling sassy and I might just want to please him and walk away just because you want to keep, like, I think it's sweet when you can care for somebody and please them in a way that keeps them, you know, we have to keep our guys always guessing, and that's why we change our hair and our outfits and stuff like that. You've got to keep these motherfuckers focused, because if you don't, they all have ADHD of the penis, you know? So I think it's important to always try to be that. I like to be that sexy woman. Sometimes I wear cute shit around the house and keep us focused.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be with somebody that wouldn't give me oral pleasure back. That would upset me.
Well, I mean, and that's kind of goes into that growing with each other, mm-hmm. right? If you think about it, if a couple waited for marriage...
Yeah.
And we're exploring and doing all of those things for the very first time together.
Different,
right? Had never had those experiences outside of that marriage. I think the growth, that looks different.
It looks different. I think my only concern...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think that's a beautiful thing. I think the only fear that comes up for me when you say that is, I think back to this Mormon culture, and it almost... With that being said, I think that's great. If I could have done that with Greg, I would do that. Like, have just been with him. I would love that. He fulfills me in every way.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have different sexual experiences, and we got together later in life. But let's say that we didn't. It was just us, and we learned together. Mm-hmm. This Mormon culture doesn't give the permission to do whatever that might look like. In private, do they?
Because I feel so. Like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Once, like, they're married, yeah.
Or is it
I do have a very good friend that is Mormon. Yeah. She did not grow up Mormon.
Is she like a freak in the sheets? Because that's important.
I mean, I don't want to divulge her on our show. It's not my story to tell. But and frankly, I don't know between her and her husband. Once she met him, converted to being a Mormon, they got married, and now they're very private. But I do think I know her from before, and I know her experiences before. So I do think that they probably have a fulfilling sex life. I hope she does.
I hope everyone has a fulfilling sex life. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's got
a handful when to be of
kids,
like,
so
not doing it right. I don't like the back of my knees licked. A little higher.
But
it's actually kind of
wrong. I know.
Because nothing gets touched back there. Yeah. So when someone licks it, you're like, oh. Yeah. I don't know. Sex is so... I wanted to be a sex therapist because I think it's so, so interesting how much people's kinks, like what people like, and mm-hmm. they feel so much shame around it. And I'm like, fuck that. If you need to, like... have sex with your foot in a birthday cake, no harm, no foul.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I do feel like, but a sex therapist, you might want to dig into, like, why that is.
Well, maybe the first time they had sex, they had a really good piece of cake afterwards, so now it's like, you're always going to be in there. I get what you mean, but there are things. And then there are some kinks that people have that you're like, okay, why? This girlfriend of mine was telling me about her sexual experience with this guy mm-hmm. who always had to have his nipples played with while having sex.
Okay.
And you think that's not a big deal until you get carpal tunnel and your fucking calf muscle, you go into instant Charlie horse because it's a lot of work.
What?
So, like, no matter what, in order for this guy to stay erect, you had to play with his nipples.
He can do that himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you do it doggy style? He better be back there, like, figuring out how to do this and this at the same time. But, but it's kind of funny because you don't think of it as a deal. But then when she's like, my neck hurts today and all this, I'm like, what did you do? Like, tell me. And she's like, this fucking guy I'm dating needs his nipples played with constantly, all the time, in order for him to even get off. Mm. Then I knew this girl who could only masturbate by going through from behind through to the front.
Right.
And like, I masturbate a little unconventional, I think. But it's just interesting what makes people get off and what's kinky. And then there's sometimes where you get two people together and they're just so off. Mm. And it's just not, like, there's non-negotiables for both sides. And then what do you do when you really dig that person? For me, it would be, I would get the ick. Instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, I'm not doing that, and I need this done, and you're not good at it, and you're not willing to improve, so this is where our journey ends. It's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
If I see you in the street, give me the nod, and then you just keep walking. You don't need to address me, and matter of fact, forget my name. Thank you.
Ah! So final.
Why? Like, why not?
I'm a collector of people. I keep everyone in my life. I don't know.
Well, I think if you have met somebody and it's more of a sexual-based relationship and you're not really, like, so into the person, they just literally fill your void when you're bored, then I don't keep that person in my life.
I think they, like, someone like that just naturally doesn't show up anymore, and but I wouldn't be like, forget my name.
Okay. This conversation is heading into a whole new topic. So Tiff and I thank you for listening to part one, and make sure you tune in next week to hear part two to see where this conversation is going.